天父每一次的聚集就是恩典。
Heavenly Father, every time we're gathered is grace.
但愿在你恩典中我们都学会珍惜。
And every time, let us learn to treasure.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
也给我们一颗谦卑的心。
And also give us a humble heart.
好让你的话在我们里面真的成为我们生命的力量和方向。
And that your word in us become our way and our direction.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们早晨一起在这里学习关于圣经中所设计的婚姻。
In the morning, we study together the purpose for marriage.
那么在这个交通的里面
,while we fellowship,
那我们当然有提到男女的不同。
We've mentioned the difference between a man and a woman.
那我特别麻烦这里的同工去很辛苦地找到了一本书。
And I have asked our co-worker here to search for a book.
叫做中文叫做平等里有差别。
It's called Men and Women Equal Yet Different.
英文的书名没有他讲的那么长，英文的书名很简单，只有三个字 ,equal, yet, different. 那么这本书中文读中文的人你们不需要麻烦了，因为同工们帮忙弄了30本，据我所知可能是地球上唯一剩下的30本。
We have probably found the last existing 30 copies of the book in Chinese.
一本八块钱，要的人去找郭师母。
Okay, you ask to look for Sister Rachel if you want it. $8 a book.
那英文网上很容易买。
You can find this book in English fairly easily online.
每一个家庭都应该买。
And every family should have one.
不只是你们自己应该读。
Not only you should read it yourselves.
你应该在你孩子很小的时候就开始把这里面的观念灌输给他们。
While your children is very young, you should teach them the concepts here.
因为现在这个时代。
Because this age.
整个社会的文化。
The whole culture and the society.
是没有男生跟女生的回事的。
It does not distinguish man and woman.
你的孩子在这种文化里长大
，For your child to grow up in this culture，
他还会认定他是男的
，He's gonna say that he's a man。
你都要感谢上帝
，And you need to give thanks to the Lord。
你们现在如果孩子还小
，If your child is yet young，
你们不会懂得我在讲什么
，You won't understand what I'm talking about。
有很多做父母的
，Many parents。
他们的儿子
their sons
或者是女儿
or daughters
如果有一天让他知道是同性恋
if one day were found out to be homosexual
你们不会了解做父母有多痛苦
you would not understand the pain for that parent
所以你要避免那个发生
in order to avoid that from happening
从年轻开始就一直给他讲圣经中男女的角色观念。
From their young age, you start talking to them, teach them the role of a boy and a girl in the Bible.
那第二个我要在我们讲今天这个专题，这个题目之前
Before we start our topic for this session,
我要提醒大家一件事。
And I would like to remind you something.
那就是当我们在一起分组讨论的时候
is that when we go into group discussions,
千万不要把任何一个发言当作是针对你的
Do not hold any sharings as it is sharing against you.
讲员的发言
or the speaking of a speaker,
你不要对号入座
Do notfit yourself into that comment.
你相信我们。
Trust me.
我们真的不够了解你们。
We don't know you that well.
我想要叫你对号入座，我还不知道怎么挖坑给你跳。
Even if I want to say something to you, I don't know how to say that.
而且
，more so，
如果是你的妻子，如果是你的丈夫讲关于某一件事情
，if your husband or your wife speaks of certain things，
千万不要自己对号入座。
Do not consider that to be you，
因为。
Because,
如果你把自己一放到那个位置上去的时候
as soon as you put yourself in that role,
你就会有情绪
emotions come out,
有情绪的人是不会学习的
and emotional people cannot learn,
我们来到这里是要学习
we're here to learn,
所以你一定要让自己没有情绪
so become without emotions,
你一定要记住
you must remember,
他讲的不一定是你
They don't have to talk about you
他讲的就算是你
Even if they are talking about you
他讲的不一定对
It's not necessarily correct
你不需要跟他一起跳 tango
You don't have to dance with him
他说他的跟你没关系的
Whatever they say doesn't have to be you
你希望你跟他的关系会变得更好
You want to improve your relationship.
你专心学神要教你的功课。
You focus on the lesson that God wants you to learn.
你不要专心去对付他。
Do not focus on dealing with your spouse.
很多的时候
Many times,
我们在开这样的训练
When we have such a training camp,
如果是现在的这一堂
For example, this session,
你们做丈夫的
Your husbands,
我告诉你哦，做笔记做的最好的是姐妹
And the best note taker would be the wives
为什么
Why?
因为她觉得有道理啊
So right
你就是都没有这样子做啊
You didn't do it like that
然后做笔记做的很过瘾还不说啊
And not only they have fun writing down notes
她没事还要戳他一下
And you need to poke the husband
哎，你听到了没有啊
？Did you hear that？
就是在讲你，你知道吗
？He's talking about you, right？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
请你记住一件事
，Please remember this。
神设立婚姻的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of God establishing marriage？
什么？啊？是让我们明白基督与教会的奥秘。
So that we know the mystery of Christ and the church.
神设立婚姻是带我们进入神永远的旨意。
He set up marriage so that we can enter into eternal purpose.
当你明白了基督与教会的奥秘。
When you understand Christ and the church, that mystery.
当你真的进入了神永远的旨意。
When you have entered into the eternal purpose of God,
你的婚姻就会有本质上的改变。
Your marriage will have change in essence.
你如果专注在你的婚姻,
If you focused on your marriage,
你花的功夫越多,
The more effort you spend,
你越努力
the more hard work you put in,
那个结果呢
the result will be,
是你越不满足
you will not be satisfied.
你把眼光从对方的身上
if you put your focus away from your spouse,
转到基督的身上
and point that to Christ,
你发觉你越来越满意
You will find yourself more and more satisfying.
你能够从忍受
from suffering and patience
变成接受
you will become accepting.
最后可以进入到享受
and then you can turn that into enjoyment.
那你如果不愿意
if you are not willing,
你每天都在想他这里要改那里要改
If all you think is that he needs to change this way and that way,
啊，他要满足我这个，他要满足我那个。
And he needs to satisfy me this way and that way.
他需要这样跟我说话，那样对我，为我做事。
He needs to speak to me in this way and do things for me this way.
让我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
他永远做不到你的期待。
He will never meet your satisfaction.
听清楚。世界上没有一个人能够满足我们的期待。
No single person in this world can meet our expectation.
因为我们的要求是无限大。
Because our expectation is infinite.
而对方，你的对方是非常有限。
And your spouse is very limited.
一个有限的人是不能够满足我们里面的需要的。
And the limited person cannot meet our expectation.
这是为什么世界上所有的婚姻
This is why all the marriages in the world
不管对方有多好
Regardless of how good the spouse is
你都不满足的
You will not be satisfied
你不可能满足的
You cannot be satisfied
但只有无限大的神
Only an infinite great God
他可以满足我们
He can satisfy us
我们学会了这些基本的概念
Once we have learned these concepts,
我们可以来看看今天的这个题目
We can come to look at our topic.
今天的题目要读几个地方的圣经
We need to read a few verses today.
第一个地方是在以弗所书
In the book of Ephesians,
第五章
chapter 5,
二十六节
verse 26.
到二十九节
to verse 29.
以弗所书五章二十六节到二十九节
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 26 to
29二十五对不起二十五到二十九
verse 25 to 29
一二三
together
好，我们第二个地方要去读彼得前书吧。
First Peter.
三章第七节。
First Peter 3:7.
彼得前书三章七节
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7
一二三再念一遍
Read it again 你们做造物的不要爱惜
我们读以弗所书的时候
When we read Ephesians,
在以弗所书里面告诉我们做丈夫的要怎么样
How does it tell us that you being husbands?
爱
is to love.
怎么爱?
How do we love?
如同基督爱教会这样的爱。
Just as Christ loved the church.
我不晓得做丈夫的读过这节圣经了没有。
I don't know if husbands ever read this verse.
从你信主，从你结婚，从你参加很多人的婚礼，有没有读过这节圣经？
Since you believe, since your own marriage, since you attended other weddings, have you ever read this verse?
我猜读过很多遍的。
I'm guessing you've read it many times.
读归读啊。
Reading it is one thing.
但是读了有用吗？
Has your reading been fruitful?
你如果问一个做丈夫的，
If you ask a husband,
爱你的妻子吗？
You love your wife?
不是在分组讨论的时候问，
Not at a group discussion setting,
也不是在很多人面前问，
Neither in front of many people,
私下单独问他一个人，
In private, one to one,
你真的爱你的妻子吗？
Do you truly love your wife?
那就要看了。
Then it depends.
看什么？
What does it depend on?
啊，你们说看什么？
What does it depend on?
看她现在如何。
It depends on how she is at this very moment.
对吧？她嫁给你的时候是什么身材啊？
When she married you, what is her body figure look like?
现在啊，她是什么身材啊？
What does she look like now?
她嫁给你的时候是什么样的脸孔啊？
When she married you, what does her face look like?
她现在是什么样的脸孔啊？
What does she look like now?
她嫁给你的时候是什么脾气啊？
When she married you, what temperament does she have?
现在是什么脾气？
What is she like now?
有没有关系？
Does it depend on that?
你不要骗我。
Do not lie to me.
说没关系。
Say it's okay.
没那个事。
No such thing.
所以很多做丈夫的，
Many husbands.
后来出事情，
Later on when something happened.
甚至于吵得要离婚的时候，
Or when they fight and want a divorce,
你跟他谈话，
you talk to him,
你发现，
then you realize,
这些做丈夫的，
these husbands,
根本不爱他的妻子，
not love their wives at all.
他当年口口声声的跟那个傻女孩讲，我爱你啊，真的爱你啊，非常爱你啊。
Back yonder when he told her, the foolish girl, I love you, I really love you.
他自己都把自己给骗了。
He even fooled himself.
因为他以为是真的。
Because he thought it was true.
可是事实上，
But in reality,
很多年轻的姐妹在我们那边，
Many young sisters, at our gathering,
有的时候跟他们谈话，
Sometimes we talk to them.
真的是很难沟通啊。
Very hard to communicate.
叔叔啊，
Uncle,
他对我真好啊。
He's so nice to me.
哦，他真的很爱我。
He loves me so much.
我知道啊。
I knew.
因为我认识这个男的比他认识的男的久得多呀。
I've known this man longer than she has.
他哪里是爱你啊？
He doesn't love you.
他是爱你所带给他的满足和快感。
He loves the satisfaction and the joy that you bring.
他喜欢跟你在一起。
He likes being with you.
是因为你让他开心。
You make him happy.
你长得漂亮。
You're pretty.
你很有吸引力。
You're very attractive.
甚至于你可以让他在别人面前很有面子。
Or you can give him some face in front of other people.
He can feel proud of you in front of others. 那基本上的问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
我们不懂什么叫爱。
We don't know what love is.
有的时候年轻人一下子说来电了。
When young people, they have a feeling for each other.
那个来电我坦白告诉你。
That feeling, let me be frank with you.
那个是激情。
That's passion.
那个不是爱情。
That's not love.
那个激情来的时候。
When passion comes,
他们头昏眼花。
They get confused.
他们根本就黑白不分。
And they cannot distinguish right and wrong.
那不是真的爱情。
That's not true love.
这里很清楚地告诉我们。
Here it clearly says,
做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
Husbands, love your wives.
这个爱。
This love.
是牺牲的爱。
Is sacrificial love.
这个爱是舍己的爱。
To give up yourself.
这个爱是无条件的爱。
Is unconditional love.
这个爱是不改变的爱。
Unchanging love.
有几个男人有这种爱去爱他的妻子？
Which man have this kind of love to love their husband?
那些要跟我讲要离婚的人最后就跟我说，我不是不爱，我是爱不下去了。
And those people who are having a divorce told me that not that I don't love, I cannot love anymore.
你没有跟他住过。
You've never lived with her.
你不知道有多痛苦啊。
You don't know how painful it is.
诶，他讲的是不是真的？
Is it true what he said?
有很多的情况是真的。
Many things he described is true.
真的有些人你跟他在一起是极为痛苦的。And
indeed, somebody when you stay with them is very painful.
但是极为痛苦。就能够成为爱不下去的理由，证明了你原来没有爱。
But in exceeding suffering, it so that we cannot love anymore proves that originally we did not love.
因为基督爱我们。
Because Christ loves us.
就是这种爱的。
With such a love.
你想想看，基督爱我，爱你们，我不知道。
I don't know about Christ's love toward you.
但我知道基督爱我，他是很痛苦的。
But I know that when Christ loves me, he suffers a lot.
因为我这个人实在很糟糕的。
Because I'm such a bad person.
我知道他喜欢我做什么。
I know what he wants me to do.
但我不见得常常喜欢做他喜欢做的事。
But not necessarily I like to do what he wants me to do.
我也知道有些事情他不是很高兴的。
And I also knew that something he's not pleased with.
但是我脾气来的时候，我是跟他讲，你老人家再回避一下。
But when I get angry, I tell him, you need to step aside.
我这个是不讲不行的。
I have to say what I'm going to say.
我对着耶稣的爱
，for the love of Christ，
有感动的时候
，when I have feeling, when I'm touched。
真觉得他十字架的大爱太宝贵。
And I feel the love on the cross is so great.
会不会哭？
Would you cry?
会的。
Yes.
啊，真的掉眼泪啊。
I shed tears for that.
心里面真的好感恩啊。
And I was very thankful.
等到跟他祷告，祷告，祷告，不吃饭的祷告他都不听的时候。
When I pray and pray and fast and pray and he does not listen.
你觉得很爱他吗？
You feel you love him.
那个时候真觉得他很不可爱哦。
And you realize he's not lovely.
而且最生气的
But makes me most angry.
就是明明对他来讲不是那么难的事嘛。
To him, it's not that difficult a thing.
他可以行个神迹就解决我的问题嘛。
One miracle, he would have solved my problem.
为什么五年了他也不做什么事？
Why wouldn't he do anything for 5 years?
十年了也不做什么事？
10 years he doesn't do anything.
让我在这里一直痛苦，还痛苦，还要痛苦。
And I'm suffering and suffering in pain.
不知道跟他讲了多少次啊。
I don't know how many times I've told him.
跪着讲，趴着讲，怎么跟他讲啊？
I kneel down, I lay down, I told him every way.
他就是不听话呀。
And he would not listen.
你猜我那时候很觉得我很爱他吗？
Do you think I love him at that moment?
我是怕他。
I was afraid of him.
但真的不爱他了。
But I have no love for him.
你想一想看。
Think about this.
我们对主的爱。
our love toward the Lord,
时刻片段,
we change all the time.
一下有一下没有的,
sometimes we have, sometimes we don't have.
一个人这样对你,
if someone treats you this way,
你好受吗?
Do you feel good?
如果你很爱这个人,
if you love this person a lot,
哎,这个人偏偏这样子对你,
and they treat you this way,
痛苦吗?
Do you suffer?
肯定痛苦的,
you feel suffering.
那耶稣会不会说, 哈哈哈, 你这个人太难搞了,
would Christ say, oh man, you're so much trouble.
我爱你爱了这么久,
I loved you for this long.
你还是这个样子,
and you're still like this.
我受不了你了,
I can't put up with
you. 算了,
forget it.
你就去吧,
be as you want.
你爱干什么干什么,
do whatever you want.
会不会?
Would you do that?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 他从来不放弃我,
he never let us go.
这是什么样的爱?
What love is this?
弟兄姐妹,
friends and sisters,
你一定要记住,
you must remember this.
基督爱教会,
Christ loves the church.
是怎么爱的?
How did he love?
是怎么爱的?
How did he love?
爱到什么地步?
Love to what extent?
他说, 为教会舍己,
he gave himself for her.
什么叫做为教会舍己?
What does it mean to give himself for the church?
是他完全没有他的自己,
so that he is completely selfless.
他单单为着对方的好处,
only for the benefit of the other person.
他愿意放弃他的一切权利,
and he was willing to let go all his authority.
这样的爱,
this love,
我们没有,
we do not have.
你如果觉得你有,
if you think you have,
我只能够说你不认识你自己,
I can only say that you don't know who you are.
但是神却给我们一个命令,
but God gave us a commandment.
这个命令就是叫我们做丈夫的, so that, 要如此这般的爱我们的妻子,
so that husbands would love their wives this way.
弟兄姐妹,神的命令,
the commandment of God, brothers and sisters,
不是给我们做参考的,
is not for reference.
神给我们的命令就是命令,
the commandment is meant to be a commandment.
就是你一定要做的,
you must do.
你喜欢做也要做,
whether you like to do it,
你不喜欢做也要做,
or you don't like to do it.
那你说我做不到怎么办?
And you say, I can't achieve that.
弟兄们,你记住一件事,
fathers, remember this.
正是因为你做不到,
it's just because that you couldn't do it,
所以你才会紧紧地依靠神,
and then you will closely lean on God.
如果不是依靠神,
if we do not lean on God,
我们没有一个人做得到,
none of us can do.
这是一个非常重要的概念,
this is an important concept.
你要知道说离开了主, 我根本没有爱的能力,
apart from the Lord, I have no ability to love.
神对丈夫的要求,
the requirement for husbands,
不只是要爱,
not only is to love,
而且说要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁,
that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
做丈夫的,
as a husband,
有一个非常重要的责任,
there is an important responsibility,
是要让你的妻子,
so that you can make your wife
越来越明白神的心意,
more and more clear about the will of God,
越来越认识神的话语,
more and more to know the word of the Lord,
要越来越跟神的关系更好,
and closer and closer a relationship with God.
有一些教会,
some churches,
爱主的全是姐妹,
the people who love God are sisters.
你们觉得这个教会好不好?
What do you think about these churches?
大问题,
big problem.
因为这种教会是女人当家,
because a church like that, women is the boss.
是女人做头。
Woman on the head.
男人是顺便的。
Men are just happen to be there.
男人没有资格讲任何的事情。
Man has no qualification to speak anything.
因为他们根本就跟神关系十万八千里。
Because their relationship is very distant from the Lord.
根本不认识圣经。
They don't know the Bible.
这种教会。
A church like that.
极为病态。
It's in a sick condition.
但是请你相信我。
But please let remember.
世界上这种教会是大多数的。
Churches like that in the world are majority.
因为大部分的男人。
Because many men, most men,
都是忙着工作
are busy with their work,
忙着他自己认为重要的事情
busy with the things that they consider important.
我认识一个丈夫
I knew a husband.
你叫他花十个小时、二十个小时，把他那部烂车每一个零件拆下来他弄得多漂亮装上去他一点问题都没有。
You ask him to spend 20 hours to put apart his car piece by piece, shine everything, put everything back, he has no problem.
你叫他读点圣经祷告的话比枪毙他还难。
And it's harder than you have him read the Bible than executing him.
他不是不聚会啊。
It's not that he doesn't go to meetings.
啊他是去的。
He does go.
他也不反对他老婆奉献了。
And neither does she, he's against his wife offering herself.
还有一个丈夫我最佩服他。
And the other husband, I admire him.
我这个佩服是负面的。
It's a negative admiring.
他极力的鼓动他的老婆。
He encouraged exceedingly for his wife.
他把他的老婆变成了 7-11。
To turn her into a 7-Eleven.
就是早上七点钟就去教会。
At 7 o'clock, she would go to church.
晚上十一点才回来。
And come home at 11.
每天都是这样。
Every day is like that.
你去祷告。
You go pray.
你去服侍。
Go and serve.
你去探访。
Go and visit.
你去这带姐妹聚会。
And go and take the sister meeting.
你去做所有的事情。
Do anything you want.
别带上我就好了。
Don't bring me.
我可以做我想做的事。
So I can do what I want.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这一类的教会
a church like that
是不讨神喜悦
does not please the Lord.
也是没希望的
It has no hope.
神没有办法用这样的教会
God cannot use a church like this.
还有另外一种教会
There's another kind.
比较少
a bit rare.
比较少
bit rare.
但我见过
But I've seen it.
有一段时间神把我打发到一个这样子的教会。
For a time, the Lord sent me there, a church like that.
让我去帮助他们。
So that I'm helping them.
这个教会的特点是什么呢
？What is their characteristic?
每一个弟兄都是非常的爱主。
Every brother loves the Lord.
拼命读圣经啊。
They study so hard the Bible.
上班的时候绝对那个。收音机是放圣经的。
And the radio while they work is Bible related.
那坐火车的话耳机上一定是听到的。
And their commuting train on the earphone is some sermon.
你说这个哪里有好讲员
If you have a famous speaker come to town,
那些弟兄就一定去了。
They will go there.
那不要说去参加这些特会了。
And let alone to go to these special conferences.
这些弟兄是很努力的读经。
And these brothers study the Bible very diligently.
哇，服侍很摆上啊。
And they offered in service.
那他们的妻子都干什么呢
What does their wife do?
他就把他们的妻子跟他们的孩子留在家里。
And they leave their wife and their children at home.
所以去祷告会谁去
So who goes to the prayer meeting? The husband.
去开同工聚会谁去
Who goes to the co-workers meeting?
弟兄
The brother.
谁在那个地方拼命的花时间读经啊祷告啊
Who spends all this time reading and praying?
弟兄
The brother.
全是弟兄
It's all the brothers.
哇那批弟兄真的可爱
And that brother is lovely.
真的真的很好
they're good
但是呢 他们没有一个记得圣经里的这句话。
But none of them remember this verse.
是做丈夫的，你有责任要用水借着道，要让教会洁净，要让你的妻子洁净成长。
That the husband has a responsibility to sanctify and cleanse her, his wife with the washing of water by the word so that your wife may grow in life.
我看到这个苗头不对。
And I see the situation is not right.
我要求他们。
And I command them.
你出来参加一次聚会。
Every time you come out to a gathering,
回去以后,
when you go home,
要跟你的妻子汇报。
You need to report to your wife.
告诉她你在今天的这个聚会中学到了什么。
And tell her what you've learned at the meeting today.
你在神面前更多的明白了哪些真理。
What did you understand more?
不但如此。
Not only that.
我要求他们。
And I asked them.
轮流来聚会。
Take turn to go to gatherings.
你们猜容易不容易啊
？Guess is it easy？
超难哦。
So hard。
为什么 baby 啊
？Because the baby is there。
那个 baby 要不要跟爸爸的
？Does the baby want to be with dad？
不跟的啊。
Not really。
他是跟妈妈的。
The baby go with the mom。
因为这些爸爸平常都是忙啊忙啊忙嘛。
Because the dads ordinarily are very busy。
所以跟 baby 关系很远的。
Very distant from the baby.
现在跟你讲说你跟爸爸我哭死你哦。
And say, be with dad for a bit, and then the baby cries.
这些小孩在家里一哭请问妈妈还出门吗
?And if the baby cries, would the mom leave the house?
妈妈不走了。
Mama can't leave.
还是你去吧。
Why don't you go then?
哎我说不是说好了一次换一次吗
?And I said, didn't we agree that every time you rotate?
哦他说他不要来他再叫我来。
He said, she can't come, she sent me.
我讲了再讲。
And I spoke and spoke again.
不断地讲。
And I keep speaking.
那有没有家庭开始改变
?Would there be families start to change?
有。
Yes.
有没有家庭不变的
?Is there a family that does not change?
也有。
Of course there is.
你不能打死他嘛对不对但是弟兄姊妹我可以告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
几年以后。
A few years later.
我就不再去帮助他们了。
And I don't go visit them anymore.
不像我那段时间是几乎天天陪他们的。
It's not like back then when I was with them every day.
就久久跟他们见个面。
And I only see them after a long time.
再过几年以后。
And a few more years later.
我就发现。
And I realized.
那些妻子没有被栽培起来的家庭。
And the families that the wives were not built up.
在神的手中没有什么用处。
They are not very useful in the hand of the Lord.
那个弟兄再爱主。
However, the brother loves the Lord.
那个弟兄再懂得圣经。
However, more understanding the brother has of the Bible.
神很难用他们。
And God, it's hard for God to use them.
所以做丈夫的不但要爱自己的妻子。
The husbands not only love your wives.
做丈夫的要记住。
Husbands, you need to remember.
你要成全你的妻子。
You need to fulfill your wife.
你要让你的妻子成长。
You need to let your wives to grow.
而且请你记住。
And please remember.
这是你的责任。
That is your responsibility.
很多人听我讲到这句话。
Many people, when they hear me say this,
都不服气。
They disagree.
我怎么劝她我怎么鼓励她她就是没兴趣嘛。
I encourage her, I exhort her, but she is not interested.
那是她的事啊。
It's her problem.
她要自己对主负责的。
She needs to be responsible about this to the Lord herself.
我没办法。
I can't do it.
我就告诉她。
And I tell him.
有办法没办法不重要。
Whether or not it's possible is not important.
重要的是将来上帝要找你算账。
What's important is that in eternity God will come after you.
You have to make yourself accountable. 你必须要跟上帝交账啊。弟兄姐妹，这个很重要啊。
And sisters, this is important.
那很多人说为什么？
Many people ask why.
我说为什么，我告诉你。
Let me tell you why.
因为你是头。
Because you're the head.
你是头。
You're the head.
不是头有什么关系啊？
What does that have to do with me being the head?
我说因为你不懂什么叫头。
Because you don't understand what does it mean to be a head.
我刚才给你们讲过了。
I've told you.
我们结婚以后。
After we got married.
我们家的妻子并不是快快乐乐的跟我过日子。
My wife did not live happily with me.
常常有意见呢。
There's many problems.
常常觉得委屈啊。
And many times she feels shortchanged.
动不动哭给我看。
And easily she would cry.
真是很痛苦啊。
It's very painful.
哎，不但如此啊。
Not only that.
常常在很多的事情上啊。都不同意我的意见。
And on many issues disagree with my decision.
那你要知道。
And you need to know.
我那个年龄啊，也不是特别好的好东西啊。
And I wasn't a nice guy when back then.
我成长的环境啊，给我很多的借口啊，不是一个好东西。
How I grew up gave me a lot of excuses to not be a nice guy.
当时不懂。
I didn't understand that back then.
当时就是听到那些什么上课的人讲那些什么原生家庭啊，就是有 the family you grew up.
The family that you grew up with.
他们有很多的责任。
They have a lot of responsibilities.
他们吵架。
That when they argue.
就给你造成很多不同的影响。
And they brought you a lot of consequences.
所以呢，你现在这个样子是因为跟你怎么长大有关系的。
So how you are now had a lot to do with how you grew up.
所以我觉得我不好，应该的。
And I thought it's reasonable that I'm not good.
我是很久以后才知道。
And after a long time I discovered this.
不管你在什么环境长大。
Regardless of how you grew up.
你说不对的话，
when you speak wrong words,
你做不对的事，
when you do wrong things,
你就叫做犯罪。
That's called sin.
听清楚了吗？
You hear that?
你不是一个受害者，
You are not a victim.
你是个罪人，
You are a sinner.
是你选择要犯罪的，
You chose to sin.
你选择要发脾气的，
You chose to get angry.
你选择要说谎。
You chose to lie.
你选择要骄傲的。
You chose to be proud.
你要为你一切的选择负责任的。
You need to bear the consequence of your choosing.
我以前觉得我不需要负责任的。
And I thought I didn't have to be responsible.
我是被他们害的。
I was a victim.
后来我慢慢的长大了，我才知道不是这回事啊。
When I grew up, I understood it's not like that.
那个时候的我，
the me back then，
我觉得我是一个家里面的头。
And I thought I was a head of the household.
我有没有圣经根据？
Do I have Bible proof?
有没有？我有的。
Yes, I do.
我非常有啊。
Absolutely, I do.
那她不听话的时候我怎么办呢？
And when she is disobedient, what do I do?
拿圣经给他看咯。
I show her the Bible.
不是我叫你顺服的哦。
I didn't ask you to obey.
这上帝说的哦。
God himself said.
你觉得他是不是就马上趴在地上，哦，对不起对不起，我悔改。
Would she bow down on the floor and, oh, sorry, I repent.
我不应该这样子不听你的话。
I should have not done that.
我不应该对你发脾气。
I should not get angry at you.
会吗？
Would she do that?
想都不用想。
Not in your wildest dreams.
没有可能的。
Not possible.
那你做头有什么了不起啊？
So what, you're the head.
我是脖子。
I'm the neck.
我不转你不就是个死头？
If I don't turn, you're a dead head.
你有什么用啊？
What use do you have?
就不听啊。
would not listen.
没办法,
would not listen.
哇,气得要死,你连上帝的话也不敢听啊,
I was so angry. How can you not listen to the word of God?
你没有像基督一样的爱我,我当然不需要顺服你。
She said, you did not love me just as Christ loved me. I don't have to obey you.
有没有道理啊?
Is that reasonable?
当然有道理嘛。
Yes, it's reasonable.
所以我可以讲圣经。
So I can tell her the Bible.
那她也可以讲圣经。
She can argue the Bible.
搞不定啊。
We can't settle this.
但是搞不定是不是就让我心里面觉得，哎呀，我不是头呢？
But if we can't settle this, do I feel that I'm no longer the head?
不是。
No.
我这个湖南人啊。
Me being a 湖南人。
我越是碰到这种事情的时候，我就越倔强啊。When I
encounter this, the more stubborn I get.
你不顺服。You
disobey.
我非要想办法叫你顺服。I'm
gonna make you obey.
哎呀。 本来没有事的。There
was no problem.
没有什么大不了的事情。It
wasn't a big problem.
我就非要把那个小事变得很大的大事。I
wanted to magnify the small issue.
我就是要证明。 我是头,
I want to prove I'm the head.
你要听我的,
listen to me.
虽然他还是不听,
even though she doesn't listen,
但我绝不放弃,
but I never give up.
不然怎么叫湖南骡子呢? Mew. Stubborn and stupid. 这就是我们的特色嘛。
That's our characteristic.
死要给你干。
I will fight unto death.
这个家里啊，真的是哪里是家庭啊？
But that's not a, no longer a family.
我们家是法庭啊。
Our household is a court.
天天跟他讲道理啊。
Every day we reason.
不是我们 reason. 如果 reason 就好。
They didn't reason.
是我天天证明他不 reasonable.
Every day I'm trying to prove that she's not reasonable.
所以这个家真的是搞得一塌糊涂。
And the family is in chaos.
慢慢的我读圣经读多了。
I read some more Bible.
有一天我有一个极大的发现。
One day I had a great discovery.
我告诉你，那个发现让我简直彻底崩溃。
And that crushed me completely.
彻底崩溃。
That crushed me completely.
读到哪里呢？
Where did we read?
我读到马太福音。
I got to Matthew.
那么马太福音里面有一小段话。
In Matthew, there's a short section.
那里啊，主耶稣跟他的门徒讲话。
The Lord was speaking to his disciples.
说这个外邦人啊。
The Gentiles.
有的是当大官的,
some are lords.
他们就叫别人听他的话的了,
and they have authority over other people.
但是在你们中间不是这样,
but amongst you are not so.
在你们中间的,
amongst you,
大的是要服侍小的呀,
the great shall serve the least.
这句话我可不可以接受?
Can I accept that phrase?
我觉得还OK了。
I thought it's okay.
大的不是小的，这合理嘛，对不对？
The greater will serve the least.
在你们中间为首的。
But those of you who are ahead in head.
要怎么样呢？
How should they do?
在你们中间为首的，我那时候喜欢读英文圣经。
And I like to read the English version back then.
那英文圣经就很清楚啊,
the English version is very clear.
就是要做头的,
for you to be ahead.
你要做头,
if you want to be ahead,
下句是什么?
What comes after?
就要做,
and to be
众人的仆人,
the servant of all.
这一句话读起来就有一点不太爽。
That's not happy verse for me.
对不对啊? 做头的怎么样做仆人呢?
How is a head become a servant?
仆人是要听主人的话，对不对啊
？A servant need to listen to the master, right?
哎，仆人不可以指挥主人的，对不对啊
？The servant cannot boss around the master.
那我做什么头啊
？Why am I the head?
我做头就是喜欢指挥别人嘛。
Me being the head so that I can command.
我那个爽就爽在是。我要叫你做什么你就做什么 我就爽了嘛。
That's what I take pleasure in. I command you to do this.
所以我儿子小的时候最可怜的。
So my son, when he was young, was so sad.
因为他不想他妈他妈跟我干了。
So, because the mom would fight with me.
我儿子他不敢跟我干了。
My son can't fight with me.
他每次一要跟我干我说你再说。
I said, say that again.
他就害怕了。
And he is afraid.
他有的时候稍微大一点的胆子大一点的还问我为什么
And when he grew up later, he becomes more bold. He asked, why?
我就跟你讲为什么
And I said, you ask why?
我告诉你为什么
Let me tell you why.
Because I'm dead. 因为我是老子。我说了算的。
What I said counts.
不听啊。
You don't want to listen?
没关系。我数到三
I count to three
好不好用哇真好用啊
That's a good tactic
其实我最在乎的真的是他做了我要他做的事吗
Did I really care that he did what I told him to do?
不见得吧
Not necessarily
我最在乎的是 我这个爽不爽我这个威风不威风对不对
Whether or not I'm authoritative or not
结果现在读到什么是仆人嘞
But now I read, I need to be a servant.
这个很伤感情。
It's so sad.
那你知道这个我是很败坏的人。
You know, I'm a very corrupt person.
我就在想。
And I thought.
可能耶稣不是这个意思。
Perhaps Jesus didn't mean it this way.
我就去查一查工具书。
Let me look at the commentaries.
因为你我总有一点幻想
And I had some imaginations
也许这个字有别的翻译、啊、
Perhaps that word is translated differently、
啊、那如果别的翻译不是像仆人这么难听
If the other translation doesn't sound so bad as a servant
那可能我就会跟人家讲那这不是仆人啊这个是可能是什么帮手啊或者是什么其他的意思嘛对不对
Perhaps it can be translated as a helper or something like that
结果不查呢还好
I didn't search and it's okay but
我们一查下来
but as soon as I looked it up
彻底崩溃
and I utterly was destroyed
原来那个字、啊、翻译做仆人、啊、是翻译的人太客气
they're being nice when they translated servant
那个字原文只有一个意思
In the original language, it only has one meaning.
只有一个。
Just one meaning.
没有别的意思。
No other meaning.
那个字准确的翻译就是奴隶。
Slave.
这下晕了。
I'm done.
你要做头。
You want to be a head?
做奴隶。
Be a slave.
什么叫做奴隶啊
What is a slave?
啊，什么叫做奴隶？知不知道
？What is a slave? Do you know?
做奴隶的人有没有自己的看法
？Does slave have their own opinions?
做奴隶的人有没有权利
？Does slave have authority?
做奴隶的人有没有任何的 right?
Does the slaves have rights?
有没有？哎呦！
No.
做奴隶的人不但没有权柄，没有 authority.
Not only they don't have authority,
他是连任何一点的权利，任何一点的 right 都没有。
He has no right.
做奴隶的人只有一件事。
Slaves only have one job.
要让你的主人开心。
To make your master happy.
听清楚没有
Have you heard what I said?
怎么搞的这些弟兄们通通都垮了
Brothers are utterly destroyed
你有权利保持 silent 吗？
You have a right to remain silent.
我告诉你，这个发现让我彻底完蛋。
And that discovery completely ruined me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
做丈夫，
As a husband,
你的责任，
Your responsibility,
就是要做一个爱的奴隶，
To be a love slave.
圣经里面奴隶有两种，
There are two types of slaves in the Bible.
一种奴隶是身不由己，
One type are they can't help it.
战争，
Because of war,
你被抓去了，
You were taken captive.
然后把你抓去的人就说，你要活命还是你要做奴隶？
They will ask you, the captor asks you a question, you want to die or you want to be a slave?
你选。
Choose.
那大部分的人选什么？
Most people, what do they choose?
死掉。
To die.
不会的啦。
No.
我们中国人不是说的好吗？
Chinese have the saying.
好死不如赖活着嘛。所以很多人就这样做了奴隶。
Many people became slaves.
他没有选择的。
They had no choice.
还有人。
And other people.
太穷了。
They're so poor.
活不下去了。
They can't live.
怎么办呢？
What did they do?
要不然饿死。
Starve to death.
或者呢，家里面卖掉一个人。
Or in the household they will sell a member.
把他卖去做奴隶。
We sell this member as a slave.
卖着这个钱买一些食物，我们家里的人还可以活一阵子。
And the money we can buy some food and the family can survive.
然后等着收割的时候，我们就有食物了，我们可以活下去。
At the time of harvest, we can have some food, we can survive.
不管你是被抓去做奴隶的，
Whether you were taken captive,
或者是被卖去做奴隶的，
Or sold as a slave,
约瑟怎么做奴隶的？
How was Joseph became a slave?
卖去做奴隶的。
He was sold to be a slave.
他不甘心不情愿的。
He was not willing.
没办法。
But he can't help it.
被卖了嘛。
He was sold.
就乖乖做奴隶嘛。
So he had to be a slave.
那你知道在神的律法中，
In the law of God,
希伯来人，
A Hebrew,
如果被卖去做奴隶，
If we're sold to be a slave,
卖给另外一个希伯来人，
Sold to another Hebrew,
神有一个要求，
And God has this commandment.
这个要求就是做奴隶只要做七年，
And you can be a slave for 7 years.
七年以后没事了，
After 7 years, you're free.
还你自由身。
You get your freedom.
走吧。
You walk free.
那如果这个奴隶，
If this slave,
七年以后，
After 7 years,
主人跟他说你走吧。
And the master said, you are free to walk.
他说我不要走。
He said, I don't want to walk.
我为什么不要走呢？
Why don't I want to walk?
因为我觉得你对我太好了。
Because I think you treat me so well.
你对我比对儿子还好。
You treat me better than a son.
我住在你家里多好。
It's so good for me to live in your home.
我在你这里做奴隶非常非常好。
I'm so happy to be a slave in your house.
虽然我没有任何的权利，
Though I have no right.
但是你给我的恩典太多了。
But you have given me so much grace.
我不要走。
I don't leave.
你们知道美国南北战争结束的时候，
After the Civil War in the United States,
有很多黑奴，
Many black slaves,
哭得死去活来，
They cried,
因为他们不要离开他们的主人，
Because they didn't want to leave their masters,
因为他们的主人很爱他们，
Because the masters treat them very well,
他们从出生到他们的死，
From birth to death,
都是他们的主人照顾他们。
They were taken care of by their masters.
替他安排他一辈子的事情。
They arranged their whole life for them.
他不需要担心。
He need not to worry.
他没有任何一点的压力。
He had no pressure.
他不要担心明天找不到工作。
He would not worry about tomorrow he would be unemployed.
他不要担心说别人会欺负他。
Or someone would take advantage of him.
他不要担心说他会没有地方住，会没有食物吃。
He would not worry that he would have no place to stay, no food to eat.
该要到结婚年龄的时候，他的主人还帮他把老婆都找好。
By the time he reaches marriage age, then the master will arrange a wife for him.
他不需要担心他小孩子念书需要交多少钱的学费。
He need not worry about the education fees for his children.
都是他主人帮他安排的。
The master will take care of everything for him.
现在要走了。
Now he has to leave.
谁是我的主人？
Who is my lord?
我什么都要自己管啊。
I have to do everything myself.
我不要。
I don't want to do that.
我要留下来。
I want to stay.
希伯来人如果是这样。
If a Hebrew is like this,
他可以要求他的主人。
He can request his master.
他的主人就把他带到门口。
His master will bring him to the door.
把他的耳朵放在那个门框上
and put his ear by the doorpost,
然后打一个洞
and pierce the ear.
可以装上一个耳环
you can put a ear ring on it.
所以我很鼓励我们的姐妹都去打一个洞
So I encourage our sisters to go pierce your ears.
一辈子做爱的奴隶
To be a love slave for life.
做爱的奴隶
To be a slave of love.
不是你不可以走。
It's not that you can't leave.
你有所有的权利可以走。
You have every right to leave.
但你为了主人爱你。
But because the master loves you.
你也爱主人。
And you love the master.
你愿意留下来。
You want to stay.
你要做奴隶。
You want to be his slave.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
每一个基督徒。
For every Christian.
我们是耶稣基督爱的奴隶。
We are a love slave to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是我们的妻子爱的奴隶。
We are also a love slave to our wives.
不是我们应该做他的奴隶。
It's not that we should be their slaves.
是我们因为爱他。
It's because of love.
神给了我们一个要求。
God gave us this requirement.
你要做头。
If you want to be the head,
神说你要做头。
If you want to be the head, God said,
那你要做头呢，就要做甘心做奴隶。
And if you want to be a head, you need to be willingly to be a slave.
我以前以为上帝有点不太好。
In the past, I thought God is not that good.
那怎么可以这么虐待我们男生呢？
How does he mistreat, abuse men like this?
我们叫我们做奴隶呢？
Treat us like slaves.
我年龄越来越大
As I grew older,
我越来越明白
The more I understand,
一个爱的奴隶
A love slave,
是最蒙福的人
is the most blessed person.
因为爱的奴隶要学的功课
Because the lesson for a love slave,
是放下自己
is to lay down himself.
这难道不是耶稣呼召我们的时候对我们的要求吗？
Isn't this what the Lord called us and his requirement to us?
若有人要跟从我
If anyone wants to follow me,
要背起他的十字架
to carry up his cross,
要天天舍己
and deny himself daily.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我后来才懂
Later on I understand,
属灵生命要能够长大
For the spiritual life to grow up,
舍己
deny yourself,
是不可或缺的
is the absolute essence.
你舍己
you deny yourself,
你甘心做爱的奴仆
and you willingly be a slave of love,
你会惊讶地发现
shockingly you will discover,
不但你的主
Not only your Lord,
会用加倍的爱来爱你。
Your Lord will love you with multiplied love.
相信不相信？
Do you believe?
做老公的愿意做爱的奴隶来对待妻子的时候。
When the husband be a love slave to your wives,
你的老婆就加倍爱。
And your wives will love you with multiplied love.
我现在
As of now,
如果要去厨房帮忙做点事
I want to go to the kitchen to help out with something.
大概五分钟不到
Maybe it takes about 5 minutes.
就被开除
I would be expelled.
离开我的厨房
Get out of my kitchen.
所有的事现在他做。
Everything she, now she does.
奇怪啊。
Strange.
还这么开心。
And she's happy.
以前所有的事我做。
In the past, everything I did.
她那么不开心。
She was not happy.
你说奇怪啊。
Strange, isn't it?
属灵的原则。
This is the spiritual principle.
你舍己。
You deny yourself.
你就找到你的自己。
Then you find your true self.
你越甘心乐意的为你的妻子舍命。
The more willingly you want to lay down your life for your wife.
你就惊讶的发现你的妻子会更多的爱。
Shockingly, you discover that your wife loves you more.
做头还有更重要的一面。
Being a head, there's an even more important side to it.
这个是我后来在公司工作做久了以后发现。
I discovered this after working for a while.
然后我才发现圣经里面确实是这样教导，只是以前没有读懂。
And I indeed discovered that this was the teaching in the Bible, just I didn't understand.
以前在公司工作的时候
，When I was working in the company,
我是搞技术。
I was a in technology field.
而且呢，我不需要跟任何人一起合作。
I don't have to cooperate with anyone else.
我一个人就够了。
By myself, I'm okay.
有什么问题我来处理。
If there's a problem, I will handle.
要设计什么东西我来搞。
If I want to design something, I can handle it.
因为我比别人搞得好。
Because I do it better than other people.
如果我一个人做的事要分给五个人做，他们加起来做的没有我一个人做的好。
If what I have to do is divided for five people together, they can't do it better than I do.
所以在公司里面很自然的，我的责任就越来越重。
So naturally, I have more and more responsibility in the
company. 然后就一直升官。
And I get promoted. I keep getting promoted.
但是呢，升官的条件，我跟公司开的条件就是我不要管人。
But the condition I gave to the company is that I don't want to manage people.
我也不要跟人打交道。
I don't want to deal with people.
你们就是告诉我技术上你们需要什么，我讲就可以了。
You tell me what you need, that's enough.
你告诉我你要什么，我就给你什么。
You tell me what you need, I will provide.
我一年给你搞几个专利，没有问题的。
I can figure out a few patents for you every year, no problem.
做了一段时间。
I did that for a while.
我很开心。
I was very happy.
因为你搞出一个东西很有成就感嘛。
Because once you figure something out, you feel very achieved.
而且你做的东西如果刚好在市场上是很有用的。
And then what you have discovered is very useful in the market.
然后公司赚很多钱。
And the company makes a lot of money.
他再小气他要分你一点点，对不对？
However stingy they are, they were going to give you some.
所以莫名其妙的会有一个奖金来了，对不对？
There's bonuses.
很爽哎、欸、
！And I was very happy.
真的觉得很开心，日子很好过。
And I lived a happy life.
可是后来公司发生了很多的变动。
And then the company changed a lot.
然后有一天他们就告诉我
，One day they told me,
你一定要管了。
You have to manage people.
因为我现在是要把这个整个的产品交给你管。
Because I'm giving you the entire product for you to manage.
因为这个产品对我们公司的这个生死存亡太重要了。
It's life or death for the company.
那如果你不管呢，你只是提供技术，他们做没有把你的技术做好，结果我们还是不行。
And if you only provide the technology and they can't market it well, then we can't success.
啊，那就很不愉快了。
And then it's very unhappy.
啊，就开始管一堆人了。
I manage a lot of people.
最多说搞了100多个人。
At most I was over 100 some people.
简直不要活了。
I couldn't live.
真是麻烦啊。
So cumbersome.
真是麻烦啊。
So much trouble.
这一百多个人。
These 100 people.
任何一个人出的纰漏。
Every one of their mistakes.
如果他们的 manager 没有抓到。
If their managers didn't catch that mistake,
没有阻止,
did not stop that mistake,
最后一定都会害死我。
They will all kill me in the end.
对不对?
Right?
出任何的事情,
any problem,
公司的 CEO,
the CEO of the company,
他绝对不会问我这是谁干的好事。
And he would not ask me, who made this happen?
他只会问我你搞什么东西。
He would ask me, what did you do?
听明白了没有?
You understand?
我一年给你这么多钱。
I give you this much money.
我给你这么多人。
I give you this many people.
我给你这么多预算。
I give you this much budget.
你为什么产品给我出这个问题?
How can your product be like this?
所以被修理的是谁?
So who is being fixed here?
我没有干任何坏事哦。
I didn't do anything bad.
我做的我都做好了。
I did what I did.
他们没有干好啊。
They messed up.
我倒霉。
And I had to suffer the consequences.
我明白了。
And I understood.
这个叫做头你知道吗?
That's being the head.
做头就是要负责任。
Head is the responsible one.
有一些的责任比较相对来讲我们比较甘心的负。
Some responsibility we want to bear it willingly.
譬如说
For example,
你要负责安排这个怎么分工啊谁分多少钱啊什么诸如此类。
Who gets what work, how much money does they get?
这个我们还比这种责任我们比较愿意负。
That responsibility we take it willingly.
但最不甘心负的是什么责任?
What kind of responsibility we don't want to take?
就是别人闯的祸我来遭殃。
Their fault goes on me. I get the blame for it.
这是我最不甘心的。
That's most unwilling.
然后神就让我看到。
And God showed me.
亚当是头对不对?
Adam was the head, right?
对不对?
Right?
伊甸园里面是谁闯的祸?
Who messed up in the Garden of Eden?
是亚当还是夏娃?
Adam and Eve.
夏娃闯的祸啊。
Eve messed up.
你看这个夏娃走来走去乱跑。
Eve was walking around, hanging out.
哎，你知道姐妹都喜欢乱跑的，对不对？
You know that sisters like to hang out.
你到mall里面看来走来走去多女人，知道吗？
You see in the mall walking around all women.
那男人多简单，要买什么东西进去啪买一个东西就走了，对不对？
Men are straightforward. They go in and they buy and then leave.
女人是看到什么买什么，对不对？
Women see whatever, buy whatever they see.
男人是买什么看什么。
Men, whatever they need to buy, they look at.
女人是看什么买什么。
Women buy whatever they see.
她如果去那个超市啊。
She goes to the supermarket.
她说我就要买两把葱。
I'm gonna go get some green onion.
然后再买一罐酱油。
And a soy sauce.
我就跟她说我去吧。
Let me do it, I said.
你知道为什么?
Let me go.
因为我去回来就是两把葱加一罐酱油。
If I go, it's two green onions and a bottle of soy sauce.
如果她去呢?
If she goes,
一车的东西。
A cart full of things.
不一样的,女人喜欢的。
Women enjoy it.
走来走去的。
Walking around.
像我走来走去，哎，你走来走去就算了，你跟陌生男人讲什么话
？He was walking around, but why do you speak to strange men?
对不对啊
？Right?
你看到个蛇，你跟他聊什么天呢
？Why do you chat with the snake?
哎，他还要跟蛇讲话。
She chat with the snake.
但你跟陌生人讲话，这已经非常糟糕的事情了。
It's already bad enough you're speaking to strangers.
你怎么会听信谎言呢
？Why would you listen to a lie?
哎，你听信谎言已经很糟糕了，你怎么可以做上帝说不可以做的事呢
？Listen to a lie is bad enough, but why do you do the forbidden thing that God said not?
你自己干了就算了，你还拿一个给亚当吃哦。
And if you eat it, then that's okay. Why do you give one to Adam?
千错万错都是谁的错？
Whose fault is this?
全是夏娃的错。
Is the
对不对？
fault of Eve.
那么各位，耶和华神到伊甸园里面来，
When the Lord God,
我想哈。
When the Lord God came to the Garden of Eden, I thought, he said, Eve, come here.
你告诉我你到底干了什么好事。
Tell me what you did.
对不对？
Right?
这样的合理不合理？
Is that reasonable?
合理不合理？
Is that reasonable?
合理嘛。
That's reasonable.
奇怪的是什么？
What's the strange thing here?
怎么耶和华到了园里面就说亚当你给我过来？
And when the Lord God said, Adam, come here.
没有，他不是说你给我过来，他说亚当，你给我躲在哪里
？Where are you？
对不对？他找谁算账
？Who is he after？
找亚当算账。
He's after Adam。
为什么
？Why？
因为他是头嘛。
Because he's the head。
看清楚了吗？ Okay. 所以做弟兄的，你记住一件事。
Brothers, you need to remember this。
你犯的错是谁的错
？When you commit a mistake, whose fault is it？
你的错嘛
？Your fault。
对不对？你老婆犯的错是谁的错
？If your wife makes a mistake, whose fault is it？
还是你的错，这样懂了吗
？Still your fault, understand？
所以你还跟他吵什么架
？Why argue？
如果他错是你错嘛
？If she's wrong, it's still you wrong。
现在懂不懂了？老婆永远没有错的。
See, wives are never wrong。
因为老婆就是犯的错是你的错嘛
？Because their mistake is your mistake。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，做丈夫的从伊甸园开始
，from the Garden of Eden，
就逃避责任
，they flee from their responsibilities，
不愿意负责任
，they do not take up their responsibility。
亚当有没有逃避责任
？Did Adam flee from his responsibility？
你所赐给我同居的那个女人，我的天哪，有多难听啊
！The woman whom you gave to be with me。
什么骨中的骨肉中的肉全忘记了
Forget the bone of bone and flesh the flesh
把所有的责任推给谁
Who is responsible now
推给夏娃
To Eve
你以为夏娃好东西啊
Then Eve was easy to deal with、eh?
啊对啊我犯了错上帝原谅我有没有
okay, I did it sorry forgive me
没有
No she didn't say that
夏娃说哪里是我的错啊
The woman said it's not my problem
是那个搞那个蛇是他的错、啊。
It's the serpent deceived me。
我们都要推卸责任。
We all push responsibility。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters。
做丈夫的你是头。
Husbands are heads。
做头的人就是要负责任。
And heads are responsible。
你这个家里面任何的事都是你的责任。
Anything goes on in the household is your responsibility。
家里的需要。
All the needs of the family,
家里的责任
all the responsibility of the family,
出任何的问题
any problems,
你的妻子不爱主
if your wife does not love the Lord,
你的妻子不属灵
your wives are not spiritual,
怪谁
who's to blame?
怪你自己
yourself.
听清楚了现在知不知道你责任多重大
Do you understand you have heavy responsibilities.
我每次啊跟那些弟兄在做婚前辅导。
Every time we do the pre-marriage counseling.
我说你最好想清楚。
I said you need to consider this carefully.
你要负这个责任吗
？Do you want to be responsible for this?
你要知道这个女的不是什么特别好的东西。
You know that she's not a very good woman.
你不知道她会给你闯多少祸。
You don't know how much trouble she's going to bring you.
到时候所有闯的祸上帝都打你屁股
And all her problem God will spank you for it
听清楚哦你愿意吗
Are you willing
你真的愿意吗
Are you really willing
想清楚
Carefully consider
很可惜那个时候问都说想清楚
Back then when we asked they all said we're clear
那结婚没几年就忘记了他当年想清楚的事
After marriage a few years they forgot what they were so clear、
啊、你看他跑来跟我告状
and they came to me and said look at them
你怎么给我告你老婆的状呢
how do you blame your wife for it
早就告诉你。
I told you so early.
你要娶她。
If you want to marry her,
她闯的所有的祸的，你都得收拾。
All her messes, you gotta clean up.
这叫做男人。
That's to be a man.
这是做丈夫。
That's a husband.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从家里开始学。
Start from the household.
因为我们的主他就是一个好丈夫。
Because our Lord, He is a good husband.
他一方面为我们舍己。
On one hand, He laid down His life for us.
另外一方面，他负了我们一切的责任。
On the other hand, He bears all our responsibilities.
甚至肯为我们的罪死在十字架。
And He died even for our sins on the cross.
那是我们每一个做丈夫要学习的功课。
And that is the lesson for every husband to learn.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主求你祝福你自己的话。
O Lord, we pray that you will bless your own words.
祝福你自己的百姓。
Bless your own people.
好让你的旨意成就。
That your will be done.
好让你得着一切的荣耀。
That you obtain all the glory.
以至于我们能够在地上。
So even that while we are here on earth.
我们可以享受你所赐给我们的婚姻。
We can enjoy the marriage that you gave to us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.